Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Found my transcendence. It played in mono, painted blue. You were the Pyro. I was the dark room. I'm the shining light in your eyes.
That was Blur with The Narcissist, their first single, I think it's right to say, in 8 years. Alex James joins me now. Is that right? Your first single in 8 years?
Yeah, even when we split up, it didn't take us this long to get it together and do something. So yeah, it's been a while, but I've got to say, it's very, very nice to be back.
And what precipitated the return? I mean, you can't have spent 8 years writing the album, brilliant though it is.
No. The album was done. The album was done literally in a couple of very, very quickly. I think if it's going to work at this stage, it does need to all happen quickly. I think that it's just we got together. It was all came as a bit of a surprise. We were struggling to find anywhere to do a show, but then a slot came up in London, so we had a meeting about it in December, and I bumped into the drummer outside, and he was all pale and he looked very worried, and he said, "I don't think it's going to happen, mate. I don't think it's going to happen." And we went in and played a few songs, and then we came out and we were making a record as well, which we thought we'd keep secret until we'd done it, just in case it was rubbish. Because you never know, and I guess it's quite a daunting prospect, you know, making a record at this stage of your career. Because you know, what if it is rubbish? But like them, that actually at that meeting, we listened to a cassette recording of our very first rehearsal, where we wrote a song that we still play now. She's So High. It was our first single. And so there was this kind of instant chemistry there with the four of us. And then we spent years and years playing together. So unfortunately, when we do get back together, it all seems to click back and kind of work.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I mean, is it different? Have the dynamics changed? I mean,
absolutely
not. That's so sad. That means that evolution is not possible, doesn't it?
Well, no, I think there is a sense, like, as soon as we start playing, that the whole world falls away, and it's just the same as it always was. I mean, we're very, very lucky to have that experience of playing together. It's the same four guys, you know. I've been doing this since I was 19, and I'm about 250 now.
it's actually
a very rare and valuable, priceless thing to have this experience of playing with the same four people. To have learned our musicianship as a proper craft, and it's a very special sound it makes. And actually, we've stripped the band right back this time out. It's just the four of us with a keyboard player. It's like the smallest band we've had since Modern Life is Rubbish back in 1993, I think. Because as soon as Park Life happened, it was like there was a brass section, and then with the Greatest Great, there was a string section, and then gospel choirs. People plucking gourds and percussionists, goodness knows what. There's more people on the stage than there was in the band. But it's just actually really nice to just strip it back and just let it rip. Really keep it simple.
Mention of Modern Life is Rubbish, it just highlights really the sort of prescient nature of a number of your songs. I was playing Country House because in many ways, I mean, yes, it gave me a chance to lob an insult at you. But, But it was also, or not so much an insult, but, you know, poke at you. But it was also, it very much summed up that kind of, you know, the attitude of the 90s. Modern Life is Rubbish speaks for itself. And now we have the single that I just played, and excerpt from The Narcissist. And narcissism, you know, would seem to be at epidemic levels currently in our culture.
Well, Damo's always got his finger on the pulse, hasn't he? I mean,
well, you know, I was wondering, is it Damon having his finger on the pulse, or is it a sort of song about his multi-personality disorder? Because you said how the music, well, first talk about him having his finger on the pulse, then we'll talk about it some more.
Yeah, I mean, I never know. Sometimes I never work out what he's singing about until years after. You know, I think his lyrics are that's one of the great qualities of his lyrics, is that they're kind of, you know, they sparkle in different lights. You go, oh, that's what he meant. So you know, I mean, I think the best thing to do is listen to it and decide for yourself what he's on about. I'm not sure he always knows.
Yeah, well, the opening line was a little bit tempting to interpret as being his multi-personality disorder. But the other really fascinating thing is, of course, that Damon makes particular kind of, you know, lots and lots of different kinds of music. But when Blur get together, the four of you sound like you've been, you know, working together forever. Do you see what I mean? How does that work musically? Yeah. How do you keep those other influences out the door and go back to making something that is absolutely quintessentially Blur?
I mean, that's what I kind of sort of referred to that earlier. It's kind of almost magical. There was this instant kind of connection between the four. Like as soon as we got in a room together, something happened, that we still play today, and I suppose the fact that we all get involved with loads of other stuff outside of Blur, and I think each time we come back, I think for any relationship to kind of endure for this long. It's the same with the marriage or with your kids, actually, as well. You kind of need to sort of be able to surprise each other a little bit. You know, it does happen sometimes. I think that happened this time. Festival every year, I always jump up and play with one of the bands. And just before pandemic, we just confirmed Nile Rodgers and Chic, who I'd always wanted. And I had to get his manager, Merck, who's a real industry powerhouse, down to the farm to seal the deal, cook him lunch. And he's a vegan, and I did him some nice falafels. And he presented me with a box set of everything that Nile Rodgers has ever done on vinyl. And I was like, wow, this is brilliant.
That was good compared to just some falafels.
Well, no, it was a good trade, and I got Nile Rodgers and Chic as well. Well, they did get paid, I suppose. But then lockdown happened, so no festivals were going ahead. But like, there was a consensus among festival organisers, like everybody just stick with what, because that's the biggest nuisance of organising a festival is like confirming a headliner. So once you've got them, you know everybody agreed, like we'll just stick with what we got until this is all over, right? But it was actually really fortunate, because I basically spent the whole of lockdown learning how to play the Chic bass line so I could get up and do it with them. And it took like a year. I've never really done that so carefully. And it was wonderful just taking a deep dive. I think that they're my favorite band of all time. Just the Johnny Marr said it sounds like listening to Friends together. Mm. And I think that really informed the way I approached this lot of Blur recordings. And I think if you listen to that record, it does sound like a bunch of friends playing together. I just love the way it's not trying too hard or trying to prove anything. It just sounds like four guys who just relaxed expressing themselves. I think that's one of the benefits of experience, is that it gives you the confidence to be able to do less. And there's just a wonderful space.
Do you think that Blur are also a very good example of how a non-hierarchical structure works best? You sort of vote for democracy as a band, because, you know,
if you think about it,
the bands that stay together or even reform
I've worked it out. No, Damon is Jeremy Clarkson. I think I'm Richard Hammond. The drummer's James May. And Graham is Caleb.
Okay, so it's more of a sort of, yeah, a one-time Top yeah. Gear lineup.
You need a Jeremy Clarkson.
For what? Also, just I mean, know, I, just, you know, stating the obvious, to, of course, but...
you know, to just, you know, you need a big bully. driving everything forward that, you know, one can complain about, one can take the mickey out of, and one can argue with.
I'm sure Damon will be thrilled with the likeness that you've drawn. Probably always aspired to be synonymous with Jeremy Clarkson. I wondered what the 19...
I'm just trying to make a helpful analogy, but that's how bands... Well, there's no democracy. There's no democratic bands. You know, they never split up due to musical differences. They split up because they hate each other. You know, they're always publishing terrible news about divorce rates for, you know, marriages. But the divorce rate for bands is kind of like 99.9%. It's, you know, all my favorite bands hate each other. You know, Bernard and Hookie completely estranged from each other in New Order. Johnny Marr and Morrissey, they're not getting back together anytime soon. It's a terrible tragedy that many people in bands end up exiled, not just actually from the other people in the band, but we booked Khalees for Feastival a few years back. She's had a sort of second career as a chef, and we were like, wow, this is the perfect booking. And I was really bigging her up in all the promo, ahead of it, and like everyone's really excited. Khalees is here. She got here, didn't do milkshake. I mean,
it's a crime.
What's going on with that? What I mean, so you know, it's just, so you know, it did, not only do bands end up hating each other, they end up kind of exiled from the things that that made you interested them in them in the first place. I mean, you know, I suppose for a band at this stage of its of a career, it does give being in a band. If success is going to come, it tends to come quite quickly at quite an early age. And it can give you a big second act problem. You know, how old were Led Zeppelin when they wrote Stairway to Heaven? You know, early 20s probably. How old are they now? Like
pretty old. But 70s.
When you next have them on the show, will you be asking them about their new album? Or
they're too old. I don't go older than you, Alex, on the show. I like to keep it down with the kids. So.
But when you know Blur was like 15. It was all we did for 15 years, and then like it was 20 years ago. I met Claire, and we got married very quickly, and bought the farm on our honeymoon. And fortunately, I still kind of had enough energy left to kind of try and work out how to do something else, and then kind of combine making cheese with and a love of food with having a great venue space here and being able to just basically fill this farm up with everything I love every summer.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you have an existential sort of a night of the soul about not being a pop star at any point? Or no, were you so busy setting... go on.
I think that having massive amounts of success is what gives you more existential angst than anything. Like, as soon as I moved here, there were so many practicalities to do. You know, playing the bass in a rock band is literally the easiest job in the world. Like, trying to get the hedges cut here is more difficult than headlining Wembley Stadium. As a bass player, I think singers and guitar players probably need to suffer a bit, feel they need to say, if they haven't suffered, they haven't turned up for work. But playing the bass, it's just like, it's a joyous, weightless kind of wonderful experience. It's just like riding a bike. I still managed to somehow manage not getting the hedges cut right again this year. You know, I think that living on a farm, there's so many decisions to make. There's no room for existential angst. It's only when you've got sort of too much time and too much money that's when the existential questions start to prowl.
Well, I'm sure no one who goes to the big festival August Bank Holiday weekend is going to be complaining about the hedges. I mean, there's always one, I suppose.
Well, they look. Don't let me put you off the hedges. They're fine. It's just not quite. There's a special way of doing it with a kind. It's a kind of. What shape is it? It's a truncated triangle, is what it is.
Sounds lovely. I can't wait to see it. And of course, we will be seeing it because Times Radio is coming to the big festival this year.
Yes.
So I'm very excited about that. But I'm just wondering your sort of take on festivals in general, because I mean, I remember years and years, well, almost 1,000 years ago now, working on the Rolling Stones mobile, and you know, festivals then, they were really grimy things. You could get in for a fiver and you know, you pitched your tent and then you got very smelly over a few days and that was the end of that. But now that's not the case at all, really, is it? Yours is a very good example, because it's like the sort of cordon bleu of food and music festivals.
When we first started doing festivals with Blur, there was literally two in the whole world. There was Reading and Glastonbury, and it was all the promoter could do to get the PA to work, you know, and sometimes it didn't. And the bogs were an absolute, you know,
still
awful.
Are.
And the food, you know, they're like, oh my, we got all these people here and now they're hungry. How do we feed them? But somehow that they proved to be incredibly popular, and they've proliferated and multiplied all around the world, and there's literally something for everybody. But the science behind staging festivals is so well understood now, and you can start to add these extra layers of sophistication. So we've been nominated for awards for our bogs, and we normally end up with about the same number of Michelin stars as London on the farm over the weekend. And I think it's just a fantastic kids love camping. You know, I think the family festival vibe is relatively new, but it's kids love camping, and this is sort of like camping with bells and whistles on. And it's great to come without kids, but it's sort of like the ultimate family weekend book. It's the last weekend of the summer holidays. It's like an hour and a quarter from direct trains from Paddington to Kingham. It's like literally walk up.
Is there any truth to the rumour that you set it up because you've got five children and you didn't want to have to take them to Glastonbury?
When we had four kids, we noticed we weren't getting invited anywhere anymore. And when we had five, nobody wanted to come round our house. So we basically have to, you know, because it's just too much mayhem. But so we have to book Blossoms and Sigrid and loads of top chefs to get anyone to come around. No, I'm kidding. I mean, actually, the kids make themselves really useful. It's one time when having a big family is a real asset. They're all teenagers now, and they've all got a role to play. It's really good. I really rely on them, and they love it. Actually, it's a great learning experience for them.
And where did your kind of I won't say obsession, that's probably too big a word, but you know, interest in food stem from? I mean, you were an early vegetarian, weren't you? So I suppose cheese.
Well, my granddad was a chef, and my first job was helping him in the kitchen at his hotel. So my dad never had to cook anything, but he He'd grown up with good food around him, and actually, it was actually going to France as a teenager. It wasn't like going to another country in those days. It was like going to another world altogether. I mean, they still do go home for lunch. It's a different level of commitment to food in France, but everybody does eat from the same menu there. I think here in the last sort of 20 years, in the period since we bought the farm, actually, there's been a paradigm shift in British eating. I mean, it kind of started in the 90s with those great restaurants, Jeremy and Chris's great restaurants in London. You know, they were world beating restaurants, and the NHS trains all the great doctors and surgeons. They were responsible for sort of so much. They really raised the bar and kind of put eating in this country on a different level. And that's then the sort of all the brilliant television programming around chefery and stuff. I mean, they draw huge crowds at Feastival, the chefs. A lot of them come back every year and camp with their families. We're actually going large on. We've got a whole new kind of fire pit cooking area this year, as well as the cooking stage.
What could possibly go wrong? Talking about drawing huge crowds, your Wembley date, I think, sold out in a matter of minutes. So there are clearly a lot of people very nostalgic for, well, maybe for the 1990s, but very much for Blur, who are synonymous in a way with the 1990s. Are you equally nostalgic for the 1990s?
I think I'm equally synonymous with 2023. What's interesting about this time out with Blur? Last time out, it was like Blur. Oh yeah, my mum likes Blur, or my dad likes Blur. Mm. Now it's like Blur, my kids love Blur, and it's actually we added another night at Wembley, and it's like 18 to 34 year olds buying the tickets. It's surprising, and you can get loads of data about one of the benefits of the digital age is like you can tell exactly who is listening to your music and where in the who they are, how old they are, where they are, what they're listening to. And what's really surprising and satisfying is this: like, we've made 9 albums now. In our top ten songs is like one off every album. So I suppose we didn't really stop in the 90s, but you know, we've made, you know, Think Tank was 2003, and then Magic Whip, what was that, 2015? You know, there was songs that still resonate today off of those records. I mean,
I always wonder, do we credit Spotify for the fact that kids, you know, my kids are teenagers as well, as you know, and you know, they sort of battle it out with their friends about who prefers Oasis and who prefers Blur, and it feels like a bit of a sort of
I know, that still
flashback.
Seems to be rambling. I had to take my twins to their friends' mates at their mates had a gig. and I was driving them there, and they said, Dad, they do 2 Blur songs and only 1 Oasis song. So, you know, I suppose, like, it was a golden era for music, the 90s. The 80s, actually, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. The British music industry really began with the Beatles in the 60s. The Parlophone was entirely run by one man and a secretary at the beginning of that decade. And by the end of the 60s, it was a global juggernaut. And then it just, the music industry kept growing throughout the 70s. And by the time we signed to EMI, they had their own like film divisions and it was an incredible period of growth for the record industry. But then recordings became free, and they've had to kind of work out how to do it again. A big act is still a big act, you know, Adele or Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift, you know, big. Mm. All of them are bigger than the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Madonna and Michael Jackson put together. But what you don't get anymore is there's not really any indie bands or you know, there's just, when I was growing up in Bournemouth, there was bands playing in many venues every night, and there's not really. You can't exist as a jobbing musician living in a transit van and selling a few hundred copies of your EP to get by. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a shame that we've lost that, but But
we still have cheese. And I've been asking... We'll always have cheese. I've been asking people today to come up with names, because I read somewhere that you... very decadent, it sounds. You'd like to sit back in the bath and dream up cheese names.
You know, so universal decadence. I think that's relatable.
It's very relatable. And clearly a pastime that lots of people want to embrace, because I asked them to come up with political cheese names. I just thought to add a bit of a sort of political edge to it.
Cheese is the opposite. You're dragging cheese into politics. How dare you? It's like complete. It's the opposite. It's the thing at the end of the news. After all the bad news, here's the cheese.
So will you not then judge from our top contenders?
I'm delighted. I'm delighted.
My top contenders from today are Tana Stevens says... Kesari Kwarteng, get it? Sandy Martin says Stinking Boris. Joe Barlow says Anthony Edam or Stiltony Ben. I think it's all in the enunciation.
It's got to be Stiltony Ben, hasn't it? I think that's...
Well, I'll just throw in a couple more. There's only another three. Alistair Monterey Jack, interesting. Lord Sage Darby. I don't quite get that one, but anyway. And Luke Michael says... I think you might quite like this one as well, Alex. It might be a, you know, tie break, whatever that's called. Nigel Fromage.
That's got to be the winner, hasn't it? Like,
Still Tony Ben and Nigel Fromage, joint winners. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Palm d'Or. Fantastic.
Palm d'Or. All right, love. Looking forward to seeing you in August when Times Radio will be at the big festival. Thank you very much, Blur bassist and cheesemaker and festival entrepreneur, Alex James.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.